Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Peace be upon you all. I truly love Jesus, the Messiah, Son of Mary. Peace be upon them both. Jesus is one of the most dearest people to me. He was a prophet. He was a messenger sent by God, given the gospel, sent to teach the people about who God is, sent to warn the people against idolatry and to warn them not to worship anything except God Himself. Jesus was a man born of virgin birth. Allah tells us in the Quran the story of Jesus and Mary. And Allah tells us that He created Jesus. Jesus, the Messiah, Son of Mary, was created by God without a father, as an evidence of God's power and that God is able to do all things. Allah, which means God in Arabic, tells us in the Quran that nothing has the right to be worshipped except Him. Allah, God Almighty, tells us in the Quran that nothing resembles Him. We know that Adam, the first man, was created without a father and without a mother. And we know that he's not divine. God says in the Quran, "Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam." Indeed, the example of Jesus in the sight of God is like the example of Adam, the first man. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُون. He created him from soil, from earth, and then said to him, "Be." So God created Adam, the first man, without any father or without any mother. And we know that Adam is not divine. Jesus was created without a father. He grew in the womb of the Virgin Mary as an evidence of the power of God Himself. God says about Jesus in the Quran, مَلْ مَسِيحُ بُنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. The Messiah, Son of Mary, is not but a messenger. And Allah describes Jesus in the Quran and says, وَرَسُولًا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and a messenger to the children of Israel. Allah, God Almighty, tells us in the Quran that when Jesus was sent to the children of Israel, He said to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Indeed, Allah, God Almighty, is my Lord and your Lord. So worship Him. Jesus told the people to worship God. He never told the people to worship Himself. Therefore, look inside the Quran. Look what Jesus said to the children of Israel. Allah, God Almighty, says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Those who have said that that Allah is the Messiah have disbelieved. God is saying in the Quran that those who say that God is the Messiah, that God is Jesus, have disbelieved. Why is that? Because they've raised Jesus to the level of God Himself. They've raised Jesus to the level of God Himself. And God has no partners. God is perfect. Nothing resembles Him. Everything besides God is created. Jesus Himself was created by God. God also tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Those who say that God is one of three have disbelieved because they've made partners to God. And the reality of idolatry is to raise the creation to the level of God Himself. God will say to Jesus on the Day of Judgment, أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. This is in the Quran. God will say to Jesus on the day of judgment, "Did you say to the people, 'Take me and my mother as two gods besides God himself?'" I.e., God will say to Jesus, "Did you tell the people to worship you and your mother," i.e., Mary, the mother of Jesus? And what will Jesus reply on the day of judgment? He will say to God, "Subhanaka." He will say, "You are perfect. Ma yakunu li an akula ma laysa li bihaq." It is not for me to say something which I have no right to say. And then Jesus will address God himself on the day of resurrection and say, Jesus will say to God, this is in the Quran, "Ma qultu lahum illa ma amartani bihi an i'budu Allaha rabbi wa rabbakum." I didn't say anything to them except that which you ordered me to say, which was, "Worship God, my Lord and your Lord." Dear Christians, people who believe in Jesus, don't raise Jesus to the level of God himself. Jesus was a messenger from the messengers of God. He was one of the prophets of God, the greatest prophets who ever lived. But he never told the people to worship him. He never told the people that he was divine. People, take heed of this message. Call upon God directly. Follow the Prophet Muhammad, who was the final prophet. As Muslims, we love all of the prophets, and we recognize that they were sent with the same religion, which was to teach people not to worship anything but God himself. This is why we love them, all of them, and we don't differentiate between any of the prophets. They were all God's messengers. They were all God's prophets, and we love them all, including Jesus. Peace be upon him, peace be upon his mother, and all of the prophets. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all.